Hi, I'm Steve G. Jones, and welcome to Secrets to Creating Wealth, Module 6. Welcome to the final module that's going to talk about drive to succeed, the drive that you need to succeed. Now, interestingly enough, many programs will start with this, the drive that you need to succeed, and they will focus primarily on that, getting you pumped up and making sure that you have the drive to push forward and make it happen. But I want you to realize that without going through what you've already gone through in this program, that drive is meaningless. And specifically, I'm talking about what you went through in the last module. So if you didn't do the exercise in the last module where you go through step 1 through 6, I encourage you to do that because you've got to get everything out. And before that module, I also talked with you about letting go of your limiting beliefs. So all of that has set the groundwork and allowed you to have access to the appropriate use of your drive to succeed. You see, if you just have a bunch of energy, if you just wake up and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make it happen, I'm really excited, I'm going to go out there and make some money, then yes, you are going to make money because if you do take action, you're going to get results, but you may not hold on to it, or you may not have a plan, or you may do it in a way that doesn't feel good for you. You're just doing it to do it. You're just making money any way you can, and it doesn't feel right, so you're not able to hold on to it when the seas get a little rough and it starts raining and the storms come and so forth, and you may just give up. But through this program, you're able to focus on your passion, and you're able to realize that it's not always going to go perfectly well, but you're going to be able to continue on because you're focused on your passion, and that's what's ultimately leading to your wealth. So the drive to succeed is something that you tune into after you've done all the other fine-tuning. After you've gotten rid of what you don't want, you're focused on what you do want, and you're sure that it's in line with your passion. Then the drive starts to kick in naturally, and being driven is a major component of accumulating wealth. And along the way, I want you to focus on your successes, not your failures. Focus on your successes. Even someone who has passion and is focused on their passion can get discouraged and quit. Just because you're focused on your passion does not guarantee success. It's a major part of it, and I'd say it's at least 80% of what's important. However, you've got to focus on your successes. Every day in business, I have successes and failures. Every single day, even at this point. People look at successful people, financially successful, or people who are successful in whatever they do, and they think success is just what they do. Look at the space program. Look at the United States of America's space program. What do you think about it? What are your thoughts about it? What are your thoughts about NASA, for example, in general? Successful or not successful? When I think about NASA, I think they are successful. I think they get people into space. They do experiments in space. But is that always the case? Have they had failures? They've had epic failures, to use the catchword of the day, epic. They've had epic failures. When NASA fails, everyone knows about it right away. It's a major embarrassment. What happens? Do they just say, well, we're done with the space program. We're done going into space. That's it. We tried. Didn't work out. We're going to try something different now. We'll focus on going underwater or something like that. Something that's less risky. Or do they say, we made a mistake. We've isolated the cause of the mistake. And we're going to do our best not to replicate that mistake in the future. That's what they do. And they keep moving forward. What happens when people say the space program is unnecessary? We shouldn't be in space. We should be doing things that are not in space because we've got concerns here. What does the space program do? Now, you may have certain beliefs about this one way or the other. Realize I'm just using this as an easy example. You may be one of those people who feels the space program is unnecessary, and that's not really what I'm arguing here one way or the other. I'm just talking about persistence here. I'm talking about the drive to succeed. So bear with me. What happens when the public says, well, we don't think the space program is really necessary. We could use that funding for other things. What does the space program come back with? Space program comes back with, of course it's necessary. The Earth is not going to last forever. We need to look for alternative fuels, for example. We need to find out things about the world around us. We're like the early explorers who set sail from their continents and found other continents. That's what we're doing up here. We're also doing experiments in space, which would be very difficult to do on Earth. We're doing things that are actually going to improve humankind. That's what they come back with. They have a drive to succeed. They want to continue going into space. sending probes, learning things, sending satellites that orbit the sun. That's one of the things that's going on now, sending satellites to orbit the sun, going out to the furthest planets, finding out what's out there, looking out beyond our Earth and seeing what's out there with telescopes that are in space. That's what's going on. And year after year, they keep pushing and keep expanding, despite people trying to slow them down or stop them. Now, again, I'm not taking a stance here. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just using them as an example of the drive to succeed. You have got to adopt the same mentality if you want to be successful, because you are going to have people opposed to you. You're going to have failures, and you need to look at them as learning opportunities. You need to focus on the future and not the past. Learn from mistakes. Realize that there are really no mistakes. They're just learning opportunities, and move on. Keep moving forward. I mentioned that there are failures made every day in my business. Every day. Sometimes we'll have a new product that we think is going to be great, and we promote it, and it doesn't do so well. Sometimes we have a product we don't think is going to be great in terms of the way it's received, and it does really well. I feel that every product I create is wonderful, of course, because I create them, and I create them all from my heart. I create them all with the desire to help people, but it doesn't always translate into a financial success. Fortunately, I do it so often, create so many products, that we're bound to have success, even if just a few of them are successful, because there are so many of them. I don't do that in order to become wealthy. I really don't. I do that because I think that those things are necessary. I get emails from people who say, hey, do you have a product on this? And I say, no, but I will soon. And I create it. That's why I do it. I do it to help people. The byproduct of that is that I become wealthy. That's a natural byproduct when you help enough people. The more people you help, the more you will receive in terms of adoration, love, money, all of that. But my focus, rather than being on becoming wealthy, is on helping enough people. There are people in my business who handle the marketing. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to be concerned about that. Initially, I did, yes. When I started selling my recordings on eBay, for example, I thought, well, just see how this recording thing goes. Put a few CDs on eBay, see how it goes. Put a few on Amazon, see what happens. Build a website, put some recordings on there. I had about 10 recordings when I first started my website. See what happens. I had no idea that it would blossom into something as big as it's blossomed into, helping thousands of people every day, providing jobs for people, providing security, providing peace of mind for people. I had no idea. I just had the desire to help. I've had to change my big picture many times once I realized just how big the picture can become. The picture became a lot bigger than I ever imagined it being. But I still have failures every day, except I don't look at them as failures. I never did, in fact. I look at them as learning opportunities. And you've got to also adopt the idea that a salesperson has, that you have to go through a certain number of no's, N-O, to get to the yeses. You've got to. When a salesperson goes out into the world, he or she makes an attempt to sell something. And guess what? Most people don't want it. Most people don't want what the salesperson is selling. But even if 1% of the entire world wants what the salesperson is selling, that's a lot of money. That's a tremendous success. But what does 1% success mean? It means 99% failure. But all you need is that 1%, or even less. If 1% of the people on this planet give you $1, you're going to have a lot of money. There are a lot of people on this planet, and 1% of all those people is a lot. And if they each give you a dollar, you're going to have plenty of money. And if each of those people gives you a dollar every day for the rest of your life, you're going to have more money than you probably know what to do with. So start realizing that 99% failure is actually something very positive, something very powerful. And I want you to let go of overanalyzing. I want you to start making decisions. Paralysis by analysis is what we love to call it. When I do a seminar, that's a catchphrase I love to throw out there. I realize it's a catchphrase, but I love it anyway. Paralysis by analysis, or some people call it analysis paralysis. The idea is that you're overthinking things and you're stuck because of it. You're unable to make a decision because you're overanalyzing things. You're attempting to figure out what the outcome will be. Should I do this? Should I not do this? What will the probable outcome be? Let me weigh it out. Let me weigh it out for a few years. Let me weigh it out so long that I forget about it and I don't ever take action. So rather than weighing things out and continuing to weigh them out and not taking action, you need to take action. You need to realize that action needs to happen in order for you to move forward. So let go of procrastination and focus on accomplishing a goal. And I want you to realize that opportunities are limitless. So I want you to look for different ways to make money. For example, if you have a passion to develop websites, then realize that there are all kinds of websites that you can develop. You can experiment with different websites, see what works out, see what doesn't work out, and move forward from there. If you are in the self-help industry, let's say, for example, you're a chiropractor, and you're thinking that, well, I make my money by being a chiropractor. I go into the office, I adjust people, I sometimes bill their insurance, perhaps sometimes their x-rays. Some chiropractors actually draw blood work. And there are a number of ways that you can make money as a chiropractor. Perhaps you can even have a side business where you're selling pillows and physical things that will actually help people improve their spine over time. And you've thought about all of these things. But what you may not have realized may be all of the opportunities that you're not taking advantage of that have nothing to do with you selling something or doing something every day, etc. Perhaps you can spend a week in a recording studio making a video teaching other chiropractors how they can make money being chiropractors. And you spend this 1 week making a video about that, and then you market that on the internet to other chiropractors. Hey, are you a new chiropractor just starting a business? Well, here's how I did it. Here's how I built my business. Here's how I generated leads and got a lot of patients. Here's how I implemented selling pillows and so forth, or different things that chiropractors may sell. Here's how I made this part of my business. Here's how I was able to get my first x-ray machine when I didn't have any money. So things that you learned that you may take for granted, that you may just be doing every day, that other people may find tremendously valuable, that they really don't know yet. And if they did know it, it would add value to their lives, value to their clients' lives. It would make them more money. They would tell people about it, and they would be excited about it. So you spend a week making a video about how to do this. You put that on the internet for sale, and what you find is that you're making money the rest of your life selling that video. And the video is available in downloadable format, so there's nothing to ship. And so you've found a way to make money from that for the rest of your life from that week that you spent making a video. And whatever it cost you to do that, that money comes back to you over and over and over again. And most importantly, you're helping many people, because that's really how you become wealthy. The more people you help, the more wealthy you're going to become. Think about it on a very basic level. If you're a chiropractor and you're helping 5 patients a week, you're going to get paid for those 5 patients a week. And after insurance and so forth, maybe it's $80 per patient. So let's say that's $400 a week. Now that's scalable. If 5 patients equals $400, then 10 patients equals $800. 20 patients equals $1,600. 40 patients equals $3,200. Hopefully my math is right on this. But you get the idea. It's scalable. You can actually figure out a dollar value for each patient. Now, not that you would start looking at patients that way, but when it comes to money, at some point, that's what it boils down to. Somewhere along the line, somebody in accounting is going to look at it that way. And that's the reality. That's the financial reality. What's also the reality? The reality is that your income is limited by the number of patients you see. Sure, you can see more patients if you want to work more, if you want to sacrifice more of your time for money. You can see more patients and you can make more money. That's available to you. But what else can you do? You can make a video. Something along those lines, an audio program that teaches other chiropractors how to do that. Doesn't mean you're going to stop seeing patients, because hopefully you enjoy what you're doing. But what it does mean is that part of your income is no longer dependent upon your labor. It's no longer dependent upon you getting up, getting dressed, getting to work, seeing patients, interacting with them, filling out their files, and so forth. It's no longer dependent upon that. It's dependent upon something that's making you money while you are doing what you enjoy doing, which hopefully is seeing patients, because that's your passion, hopefully, if you're a chiropractor, and you are making money in addition to that, making unlimited money. There's a very big difference between the two business models. One is limited, the other one is unlimited. So when I say look for different ways to make money, I want you to really expand your thinking and realize that all of this ties in with your drive to succeed. If you want to succeed financially, then you're doing this automatically. You're looking for ways to make more money that are in line with your passion. And I want you to be creative. If you have a drive to succeed, then that's a lot of energy. And if it's in line with your passion, it's a lot of focus energy. And sometimes the ideas that come out of that are not exactly mainstream. They're not what everyone else is doing. For example, when I created the world's first online, I'm talking about a fully online NLP certification program, neuro-linguistic programming certification program, a lot of people in the NLP world looked at that and said, what are you talking about? NLP is experiential in nature. You need to have hands-on. And I started analyzing their way of teaching. And I realized that a lot of this hands-on training had no video backup. In other words, people would leave the program, leave the seminar, and not have anything to look at. They would just have a memory or some notes and some diagrams about how they did certain procedures, and they would do their best to remember how that worked out. Or if there were videos, the videos in many cases were just designed to be a supplement to the program. And so they didn't show everything. They didn't show everything clearly. And I also realized that a lot of Ivy League schools, Harvard included, were offering online programs, entire programs online. So I thought, that's it. With my doctorate in education, I was fully able to deliver, and I delivered the world's first online NLP program, fully online. I got creative. What happened? Well, some people in the industry thought that that wasn't the way to go, but a lot of my students realized that that was the way to go. They were very on board with it because suddenly they didn't have to pay for a plane ticket. They didn't have to leave their family and their job for a week to go somewhere. They didn't have to pay a high fee on top of that to be there. They could do it online at an affordable cost. I became a pioneer. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that to point out that you need to be creative. You need to do things that other people haven't done yet. That's where true success comes from, when you're the first on the block. Replicating something can be very powerful also. If other people did that, they could also be successful at it, of course. But being the first on the block, the first person to do something, is very powerful. It establishes you as a pioneer. And that comes from taking chances. That comes from being creative. That comes from doing things that other people aren't doing. Now, sometimes when people aren't doing something, there's a good reason for it, because it doesn't work. But in many cases, there's no reason whatsoever that it shouldn't be done. It's just that people are scared, or that people attempted it in the past and it didn't work out for them, or that they think it won't work out. I want you to get creative and start taking chances. That's what the drive to succeed is all about. And realize that customers and opportunities and jobs exist all around the world. One of my most lucrative business associations has been with a company in Malaysia. And I recently had the opportunity to visit Malaysia and see them. Now, I stopped on the way over in Europe, and I stopped on the way back in Europe from the United States because I wanted to break the flight up a little bit, because that's a long flight to Malaysia from the United States. So I spent some time in France and Italy on the way over, and some time in Greece on the way back. But I flew over to see them. I've been doing business with them for 2 years and haven't been to their office. How? Through the internet. The internet has made everything easy. The first time I went to their office was a couple months ago, after having done business with them for 2 years. My point is that you've got to open your mind to the possibility of generating money from places that you haven't even thought of. An opportunity may come to you from far away. Realize that with the internet, nothing is far away. Everything is at your fingertips. You can send an email instantly. You can transfer money instantly. My income from the internet comes from people around the world all the time. Sometimes I look at the spreadsheet, the breakdown of where customers are, and I'm amazed to see so many countries. Countries I've never been to. People who are fans of what I do. People who are interested in me helping them. People who are purchasing products that enhance their lives because somehow they've heard about me or heard about my work or heard about what I have to offer. Opportunities exist everywhere. So let go of limitations. Let go of thinking that you need to establish yourself in your neighborhood, as I call it, for example. Your neighborhood could be your city or your state or your country, whatever your neighborhood is for you. Let go of that belief. So many people want to establish a business and just have it in their neighborhood, whatever that means to them, not realizing the power of the internet, for example. not realizing that they can create a franchise and create physical offices all over their country or all over the world. Look at McDonald's. I'm not saying McDonald's is right or wrong or that their food is the greatest in the world or the worst. I'm just saying look at McDonald's as a business plan. They have restaurants all over the world. I want you to start thinking more like that. Let go of your limitations. The drive to succeed means that you are open to possibilities. And realize along the way that you need to be accountable. Sometimes people get really caught up in the drive to succeed and they'll start doing things that they really know they shouldn't. They have this internal compass that says, maybe you shouldn't do this, but they'll push through it and they'll do it anyway. The drive to succeed means that, yes, you have this tremendous energy. Yes, you're focused on your passion. Yes, you're moving in the direction of your dreams and goals and so forth. But what it doesn't mean is that you're doing things that hurt people. What it doesn't mean is that you're doing things that take advantage of people. What it doesn't mean is that you're being dishonest. So realize that you are judged by your character. You are a brand. Whether you're promoting yourself or not, even if you're behind the scenes, you are a brand. You are a brand in your peer group. Even if you're doing advertising behind the scenes for some agency or some individual, you're still a brand. You need to be aware of that. And what you do and what you say and how you do it and how you say it is really important because people look at that. You're judged every day on your character. So be aware of your actions and decisions as you drive forward. And listen to constructive feedback from others. Listen to what they have to say. I remember I was in an office one time with some chiropractors in Beverly Hills before I had my own office in Beverly Hills. And the door to the bathroom was kind of stuck. You had to sort of jiggle the door handle a little bit to open the bathroom door. And the person who was in charge of the office at that time was a chiropractor. And every time a patient would use the bathroom and complain about the door, she would say, "Oh, there's someone else complaining about the bathroom door. I wish people would stop complaining about that. All you have to do is walk up to it and move it in this way and it opens right up. I don't know why people don't get that." And so she would become frustrated about people not being able to get into the bathroom without assistance because the door required a secret way of opening it that they didn't know. But she didn't look at it that way. She looked at it as everyone's got this challenge and it's their challenge. It has nothing to do with her, nothing to do with the door. It's their challenge. They're not smart enough to get in, for example. I don't know what the exact thinking was, but it was something along those lines. What really was going on is that the door needed to be fixed. It was as simple as that. The door needed to be fixed. This was constructive feedback coming from these patients. They're not able to get in the door. If they're not able to get in the door, it doesn't really matter what the solution is or what the answer is, unless you want to have to tell them every time. What really matters is that the door needs to be fixed. And this was an otherwise very intelligent person. A wonderful person, a very caring person. But this one little thing, and we all have these things. I'm not picking on this person. We all have these things. And that's why I'm bringing this up in the first place. We all have these things that we won't listen to feedback concerning because we get so caught up in the idea that we're right and everyone else is wrong. Well, I want to tell you that if you're in a situation in your life where everyone's telling you one thing and you believe something else, one of two things is happening. Either you're right and it has to do with your passion and you need to keep going on, or you need to pay attention. And you need to figure out which one it is. If you have to move somewhere and sacrifice something to make your goals happen and everyone's saying that's crazy, just ignore that and focus on your goal and make it happen. But if it's something like the bathroom door, where a simple solution would actually fix it and save you a lot of time and frustration, then I want you to start being open to fixing it. And what this all means is that in your drive to succeed, along the way, you're going to get feedback. Sometimes it's meaningless. Sometimes it's just a bunch of naysayers. But sometimes it's very constructive and you need to listen to it. Sometimes there's a simple change that you can make that can make all the difference. Once that door was fixed, life became easy for everyone. Nobody had to give instructions on how to open the bathroom door anymore. It became easy. It became as it should be, which was just a matter of them opening the bathroom door. If enough people are saying the same thing to you, listen to it and analyze it and figure out which category it's in. Are they naysayers, or do they have something to say that's actually constructive? Because maybe you're spending a lot of energy doing something that could be done differently. And I want you to be patient and keep moving toward your goal. The time frame is all up to you. How long is it going to take for you to become wealthy? That's up to you. You determine that based on your drive, based on your passion, based on your schedule. But be patient along the way and continue moving toward your goals. and learn from the success of others. I want you to start associating with successful people, people who have made it. If you're unable to find people in your industry who have made it the way that you want to be successful, then start associating with successful people in general. And I'm talking about wealthy people. That's what this program's about. It's about being wealthy. I want you to start associating with wealthy people. Start to pick up their habits. Start to learn from them. Start to find out how they did what they did. You'll be amazed at how approachable people are because they love talking about themselves. If you walk up to a successful person and you say, hey, can I spend 5 minutes with you picking your brain and finding out how you became so wealthy, so powerful, in most cases, they will be flattered. They will be glad to tell you because they realize you're not asking for a handout. You're asking for them to talk about themselves, which they love doing. Everyone loves talking about themselves. And you are a person who is genuinely, interested in making it and doing the groundwork. You just need to know what that groundwork consists of. So in most cases, people are happy to tell you. So in this program, you've learned about my wealth story and how I became successful. And hopefully you've seen some possibilities for yourself in that story. You've learned about seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, how there are ups and downs, there are recessions, and there are great times, but overall it's part of life, and you keep moving forward. You've learned about how you are in charge of your financial future and how your attitude is very important in attracting money. You've learned about smart spending and what it really means and how to really do it. You've learned about visualizing wealth. Remember the 6 steps? Step 1, changing your negative beliefs about money and wealth into positive beliefs. Step 2, knowing what you do not want. Step 3, knowing what you do want. Step 4, asking for it. Step 5, allowing it into your life. And step 6, receiving it and being thankful of it. That's how you get more. And you also learned about the drive to succeed, what it is, how to take this energy and focus it in an appropriate way on a consistent basis and make it happen. So I want you now to get out there and make it happen. Listen to this program again. I want you to really get this information. If you didn't do the exercises, do them. Make this yours. Internalize it. Remember, writing things down is always the most positive. It involves all of the senses. Sight, you can even hear the pen or pencil writing on the paper, so it involves sound. It involves the kinesthetic motion of actually writing it out. It's the best way to internalize something. So if you haven't done the exercises, do them. Make this yours, internalize it, and most importantly, start taking action now. Before you go to bed tonight, take one action that's going to contribute to your financial success in the long run. Take the first step down the road before you go to sleep tonight. I'm Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding life.